yourself.
Good morning, everybody. It is 16 minutes after 6 o'clock with Mike and Casey at WHUD.
Good morning, Westchester and the Hudson Valley. Do you have a mess on your hands? Declutter Me Lee, L-E-I-G-H, a professional organizer, wants to help you with spring cleaning in the basement, in the attic, in the closet, in the filing cabinet. Lee, I remember something my mom said. She said, those unworn coats in your closet could be keeping someone warm.
That's what I tell all my clients. I'm like, there's someone that needs this. There's someone that can utilize it. And why not make it go forward? You pay it forward. You give it to someone that can use it if you're not using it. You know, our lives evolve. What we needed 3 years ago as far as wearing to work even, it changes.
Yeah.
We get new things, not just because of style, but because maybe we don't wear suits to work anymore. Well, why are you keeping all those suits in your closet?
Declutter Me Lee is the guest, a professional organizer, and she can not only help you with your closet and your basement. Here we come upon tax season. How about the people who are always searching for important papers and have boxes and boxes and boxes of papers? Do you know what to do with all of that?
Of course. I know how to put those in order and help you set up a system going forward so you don't have to face it every year.
I have a girlfriend who says to me, I'd love for you to come to the house, but it looks like a bad episode from Hoarders. I guess you have seen it all when it comes to stuff.
I have seen it all. People, they're embarrassed. And I really have the philosophy that, you know, we're human and we are where we are. And I think it's important that people just say, okay, I'm going forward. That they don't sit there and go, how did I get all this stuff? You're taking action and you're moving forward. And it's a positive thing. And it will change your life.
All right. Well, you know, I admit that my office here and my office at home especially are overrun with stuff, like you say. But maybe the problem is I'm not embarrassed.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? Like you say, people are embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. I just feel like this is how I work. I know where everything is, and if I need something, I can put my hands on it. And I, like you said before, earlier you said you're afraid to throw something away that you might need it. That is the thing that's in the back of my head.
That's what's in the back of your head. But in my head, I always think, and this is why I have no clutter.
Right. You have nothing.
I have nothing. And I don't even like to save little things.
I actually am going to put some stuff on your desk later just to make you feel at home.
My way of thinking is whatever I need will be provided for me in the future.
Right.
Your way of thinking is whatever I need is in this pile of stuff.
Right.
And I'm going to find it.
But I'll tell you the God's honest truth, though, and I agree with what you're saying, and I understand what she's saying, but I can't tell you how many times I have needed a piece of paper or a note or a phone number, and I was able to go in my stack
and find it and
then go forward.
Right.
So it's happened enough to me that I feel like I can't go get rid of this stuff. It comes in handy.
And when I need something, I go ask you to look through your pile.